Hi, my name is Chris. I'm a compulsive overeater and a food addict. Thank you guys for having me here today. I am zooming in from Memphis, Tennessee. Today for me is day 136 free of my compulsive overeating, drugs and alcohol. Before that, I spent 8,917 days being a hardcore food addict and compulsively overeating. And on day 8,917, it had gotten so bad, I had finally hit my rock bottom, was so powerless over food that I tried to take my life. I had tried everything on my own to lose this weight. That it led me to on a Sunday afternoon trying to drink three bottles of wine and shoot myself. And the only thing, thankfully, I had bariatric surgery and we get drunk really fast. And I was only able to get two bottles of wine down. And I was so intoxicated, I couldn't get up. I mean, I physically could not get up. Mentally, I wanted to get up. Physically, I could not. And I passed out. And when I woke up, I went and told my wife that I needed help. That she had been begging me to get help because she knew that I was struggling. It had been a year. I'd been on a downward spiral for a year. And that's when I went and got help. So how did we end up at this on day 8,917? So, my eating disorder did not start until I was like 23, 24 years old. As a kid, I really wasn't overweight. Those familiar with the 70s, 80s, I was a husky kid. You know, when mom would take it to Montgomery Ward's or JCPenney, you know, we shopped in the husky kid section. I never was a big kid. I was very active outside. You know, mom kept us outside. We weren't allowed inside. So, you know, I always stayed in shape. High school, same way, you know, always stayed in shape. It wasn't until I got my first apartment in 1999 in Memphis that I didn't have mom's cooking around anymore. I didn't have mom to come home to every night and have dinner on the table. I had my own apartment and I had full access to all the food that I wanted to on my own. And in that first year in my own apartment, I gained 100 pounds. Also have mental health issues. When I was in the ninth grade in 1991, I made my first attempt on trying to take my life by taking an overdose of pills. And that's something that went untreated back when I was in the ninth grade. I went to a place for 2 weeks. And basically, when I went home, my parents shipped me to my aunt and uncles. Why? I don't know. I mean, I grew up with parents that we really didn't talk about feelings, we just ignored them. And that's how my mental health was approached. So here I was in 99, out on my own for the first time. I still had untreated mental health issues. I had an eating disorder that fully kicked in. You know, we often say that this disease that we have in our head sits and waits for the right opportunity. And in 1999, it took full advantage and kicked in. It kicked in full force. And that's what led to day 8,917. And it wasn't until I worked the first step with my sponsor when he asked me to write down every instance in my life where I was powerless over food. And what I did was I wrote down every single failed diet I had done in my life. Because each one of those instances were times that I try to lose this weight without God, where I try to do it on my own. Whether it be with diet pills, shakes, the cabbage diet, I mean anything you could think of. Now, I had my run of successes between 2007 and 2008. I lost 174 and a half pounds on Weight Watchers. That was my first big weight loss. I went from 354 pounds down to 180 pounds. I felt great. I lost all this weight in 8 months. Felt fantastic. Got to my goal weight. Didn't last long because I knew how to lose weight. I knew how to gain weight. I didn't know how to maintain weight. And when I had gotten to my goal weight, I then turned into a I still had my compulsive overeating. Then came the bulimia. Then came the bulimia, because even though I had lost all this weight, I never stopped compulsively overeating. I found a way to rig the system with Weight Watchers. I never stopped compulsively overeating. I lost 174 pounds while still compulsively overeating. And I tried to cheat the system again by still doing that, and I couldn't. And all the weight came back. All the weight came back plus 50 pounds. Tried other failed diets. And then years later, I went vegan. I went vegan for like 6 months, and I was able to get my weight back down again, was able to lose all of my weight. Never stopped compulsively overeating. And fun fact, Oreos are a vegan food. Oreos are a vegan food. And I would compulsively overeat Oreos all the time and then go, I'm sorry, I don't know if we're allowed to mention foods or not. And then I would go purge them. Continue to lose weight, rig the system, and I can never stop compulsively overeating. Gained all my weight back again. The fact that I've lost at this point over 170 pounds twice, had gained back 170 pounds plus more twice, was when I'm already dealing with the mental health issues, severe depression. It takes a toll on you. It takes an absolute toll on you. To go from the ultimate high of losing all of this weight and being on top of the world to just feeling destroyed. So then my sister and dad, you know, we all share with weight issues. They've never been extreme as me with the compulsive overeating. But my sister in July of 2020 had gastric bypass. And then my dad in October of 2020 had gastric bypass. And I remember talking to my sister, and I was like, "What are you eating?" And I used to be so fascinated. I was like, so fascinated that she could eat so little and get full. Because you're talking to somebody that one of my biggest binge meals, and we are allowed to mention foods, correct? Two Big Macs, 40 chicken nuggets, two large fries, a large shake. For McDonald's. Every Sunday, it was a large stuffed crust pizza at Pizza Hut, two orders of breadsticks, a large cookie. This was all the time. And the fact that she could just eat half a cheeseburger blew my mind away. Blew my mind away. This is how I ate all the time. All the time. When my mom passed in 2015, The way that I coped with it is I ate fast food for an entire year. Breakfast, lunch, on the way home, my hour drive home, I would stop by Little Caesars, have a pizza the whole way home, and then I would go home and have fast food 4 times a day for an entire year. And that's how I got to 398.6 pounds. I was 1.4 pounds away. I got to that, and I knew that when I came that close to 400 pounds, I got scared because I remember when I approached 300 pounds and I was terrified. And I remember doing every kind of fad diet to fight getting to 300 pounds, every fad diet to fight to get to 300 pounds. Then I got to 300 pounds. And when I got 1.6 pounds away from 400, I knew that if I got to 400, I would get to 500, and then I would get to 600, and then that would be it. Because I remember the hopelessness. I have a picture on my phone from this last time where I was gaining my weight back again after losing it for the second time. I have a picture sitting in the JCPenney dressing room because I had to buy new clothes because I was gaining all my weight again. And I took a picture because I wanted to remember this because I had been crying in the dressing room because I knew I was gaining my weight back and I felt hopeless. I knew that there was nothing I could do. I knew I was going to gain all my weight back and there was nothing I could do. I didn't know that I had a disease in my head. I had no idea that I had a disease. All I knew was I was going to gain my weight back and there was nothing I could do. I knew what I had inside me and I couldn't stop it. So I found out through my job that I could get weight loss surgery. I went through the whole 6 month process of doing everything you got to do to get it. And April 9th of 2021, I had my weight loss surgery. The cure to it all. This was going to cure everything, y'all. This was going to cure the food addiction. This was going to cure the compulsive overeating. Hallelujah, praise Jesus. Chris is cured. And I was until just about the time I had lost all my weight again. And I lost 230 pounds. This is the lowest I've been since high school. My wife every night, and it is back in the kitchen right now. My wife every night eats Smart Foods white cheddar popcorn. And she was eating it one night. And that, like I said, this is when I lost all my weight. I was at my goal. And she was eating it one night. And I said, "Hey, can I try some of that?" And I was like, "Oh, this is good." And I was like, "I can only eat 4 to 4.5 ounces at a time. That's the limit my stomach can get." And I was like, "Let me have 4 ounces of popcorn." Y'all, 4 ounces of popcorn is a lot of damn popcorn. It is a lot of popcorn. And I was like, the addict in me sees all this popcorn. And I'm like, hell yeah, game on, game on. I can go from having two little White Castle burgers every night for dinner to a big ass bowl of popcorn. And then guess what? I could have chips. I could have pudding. I could have ice cream. These are slider foods in the bariatric community. These are things that just slide right through your stomach. It's not like you have a ham and cheese sandwich and it stops. This is stuff that slides right on through. Once again, the addict, the drug addict, because food is my drug, the addict in me says, I get my fix again. I'm happy as can be. 2 years I go with this. 2 years. And I just recently opened up about this. On TikTok, because I have a large following on TikTok, and I finally open up to people because it's something that I had to share. But 2 years I went through this, and there was no way in hell that I was going to gain this weight back. There was no way in hell I was going to gain this weight back. So what did I do? I walked every single morning 6 miles, and then I would go to work. I'd walk an hour before work. I'd walk on my 15-minute breaks. I'd walk on my 30-minute lunch. I got addicted to laxatives. I was taking 4 to 5 scoops of Miralax every day. I was taking 9 laxative pills every day. I was taking 5 to 6 stool softeners every day. So 137 days ago, I had gotten to the point to where, I was not eat. I was binging every night. And I couldn't binge unless I was on the influence of drugs or alcohol. I was either high or drunk. And I just could never envision myself eating again without being under the influence. And I was at my bottom. I'd gotten tired of it. I never could see myself eating regularly again. I was done. And I tried to kill myself. And I, like I said, August of 2022 to August of last year, it just the end of August is when I tried it. I got up, told my wife what had happened. And 2 days later, I was on my way to Los Angeles for rehab. Out there in Huntington Beach, I spent 2.5 months working on my depression, working on my eating disorder, working on the drugs and alcohol. Drugs and alcohol were easy. Depression, I thought, was gonna be the hardest thing, but actually, I figured out the biggest trigger for that was lack of sleep and medication, which was easy. The son of a bitch was my eating disorder. That right there, that my eating disorder clung on to, like, I had to extend my stay twice because of my eating disorder, because I could not get it figured out. That. My eating disorder clung on to dear life, and I finally figured it out. The key, I was restricting myself so much. I was restricting myself so much that I was forcing myself to binge. And when I allowed myself to actually maintain with the right amount of calories every day, I don't have the urge. I replaced my binging foods with foods that I love to eat. I don't binge anymore. I have foods I love to eat. I found OA through AA. I attended a lot of AA meetings there in California. I turned my life over to God in California because I realized that for 8,917 days, I tried doing this on my own and it didn't work. I turned it over to God. And when I did that first day, and on my second day, I said, wow, I did it. I did one day. I tried killing myself because I didn't think I had one day in me, and I did it. And that's why I truly believe in one day at a time, because a lot of people, they're like, I can't. They look at the big picture, but I've always seen it one day at a time. I believe in this program. I preach this program. My good friend Jenna is here. She's somebody that I've brought here from social media. I try to bring as many people as I can. Like I said, I've been blessed with a huge following on social media, and I'm blessed. God has blessed me, and I'm doing everything that I can to use what he has given me to try to save other people the way that he saved me. And the last thing I want to add, because I know I got 30 seconds, is this, and I'll wrap it up with this right here. I heard somebody say in a meeting one time that God loves us and there's not a damn thing we can do about it. And I believe that we have free will as humans up until a certain point. I had free will for 8,917 days. I had free will for 8,917 days. And on that last day, God said, "That's enough. You've had long enough. I got this. And I'm good and I'm blessed and I'm thankful. And I appreciate you guys letting me share. And with that, I shall pass. Thank you, guys."